Mr. Ernest Worthing has just arrived from the station. He has brought his luggage with him.
Mr. Ernest Worthing, B4, the Albany, London. He must be Uncle Jack's brother. Have you told him Uncle Jack is in town?
Yes, miss. He seemed very disappointed. I told him that you and Miss Prism were in the garden. He said he was anxious to speak to you privately for a moment.
Ask Mr. Ernest Worthing to come here, and you had better talk to the housekeeper about a bedroom for him.
Yes, miss.
I have never met a really wicked person before. I feel rather frightened. I'm so afraid that he will look just like everyone else. Oh dear, he does.
You are my little cousin Cicely, I'm sure.
You're making a strange mistake. I am not little. In fact, I believe I'm quite tall for my age.
Oh.
But I am your cousin Cicely. You, I see from your card, are Uncle Jack's brother, my cousin Ernest. My wicked cousin Ernest.
No, I am not really wicked at all, cousin Cicely. You mustn't think that I am wicked.
If you are not wicked, then I think you have been deceiving us all. I hope that you have not been leading a double life. I hope you have not been pretending to be wicked and being really good all the time. That would be hypocrisy.
Oh, of course. I have been rather bad.
I'm glad to hear it.
In fact, I think that I have been very wicked in my own way.
I don't think you should be so proud of that. Though I'm sure it must have been very pleasant.
It is much pleasanter being here with you.
I can't understand why you're here at all. Uncle Jack won't be back from town till Monday afternoon.
That is a great disappointment to me. I have to leave for London by the first train on Monday morning. I have a business meeting that I am anxious to miss.
Couldn't you miss it anywhere but in London?
No. The appointment is in London.
Well, of course, I know that it is important not to attend a business meeting. That is what makes life interesting. But I think you should wait till Uncle Jack arrives. I know he wants to speak to you about your emigration.
He wants to speak to me about... I don't understand.
About your emigration. He has gone to town to buy your clothes.
I certainly wouldn't let Jack buy my clothes. He has no taste in ties at all.
I don't think you will require ties. Uncle Jack is sending you to Australia.
Australia? I'd rather die.
Well, at dinner on Wednesday, he said that you would have to choose between this world, the next world, and Australia.
Oh, well. I don't believe Australia and the next world are very nice. This world is good enough for me, Cousin Cicely.
Uh-huh. But are you good enough for it?
I'm afraid I'm not. That is why I want you to reform me. Please, will you do this, Cousin Cicely?
I'm afraid I don't have time this afternoon.
Well, would you mind if I reformed myself this afternoon?
It is rather ambitious of you. But I think you should try.
I will. I feel better already.
You are looking a little worse.
That is because I am hungry.
How thoughtless of me. I should have remembered that someone who is going to reform himself needs regular meals. Please, come in.
Thank you. May I have a flower for my buttonhole first? I never have any appetite unless I have a flower for my buttonhole. I'd like a pink rose.
Why?
Because you are like a pink rose, Cousin Cicely.
I don't think that it is right for you to talk to me like that. Miss Prism doesn't say such things to me.
Miss Prism must be a very short-sighted old lady. You are the prettiest girl I have ever seen.
Miss Prism says that good looks are a trap.
They are a trap that every sensible man would like to be caught in.
Oh, I don't think I would like to catch a sensible man. I wouldn't know what to talk to him about.